And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The sister of fashion designer Kate Spade is speaking out, saying her suicide was not unexpected. Spade's older sister, Rita Sappho, tells the Kansas City Star that Spade suffered with mental illness for years and was self-medicating with alcohol. She also says her sister was fixated on the suicide of actor Robin Williams, who also took his own life by hanging. Sappho says family members tried on numerous occasions to get Spade into a program to help her with depression, but that she ultimately decided not to go. Spade was found dead yesterday in her New York City apartment. She was born and raised Catherine Brosnahan, in Kansas City, graduated from St. Teresa's Academy, and then went on to attend the University of Kansas.
I got to meet her once. We did a promotion with her once. Kate Spade, very cool woman.
Yeah.
But today I'm wearing the bracelet from the walk over the weekend, the suicide prevention walk that Danielle did over the weekend. So
you guys had just gone down to Dallas and done
this
huge fundraiser for suicide awareness.
Right, trying to raise awareness, and they're trying to prevent suicide and do a lot of things to it. And by the way, 1-800-273-8255, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It is never too late to talk to somebody, ever.
The help wanted signs definitely up in America. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey for April was released yesterday, and it shows 6.7 million job openings. And for the first time in decades, there are more job openings than unemployed Americans to fill them. The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco says the ratio of unemployed to job openings is the lowest in nearly half a century. Royals lost for the fourth time in five games to fall 19 games below 500. It was a 1-0 loss to the Angels in Anaheim this time. And IHOP apparently changing its name. The pancake chain tweeted that it was changing its name from IHOP to IHOB, I-H-O-B, next week. The tweet didn't say what the B stood for, but that there would be a big reveal on June 11th. The company, formerly known as the International House of Pancakes, closed about 40 restaurants earlier this year in an effort to acquire small health food chains. That is your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Could it be breakfast?
I didn't even think of the most obvious answer.
No, I didn't know if there was an answer to that. Is that Jen's impossible question?
We'll find out June 11th. IHOB.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question on the show.
Giving you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. The question, according to a new survey, 60 is the latest age you can do this. What is it?
All right. Let's see what Samantha in Blue Springs says about this. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess tanning at the pool in your bikini.
Ah, that's a fantastic answer, but not the right one.
I do a lot of that.
Well, last week when we went to Arizona, my mom lives in a retirement community, and she's 65. But everyone that lives there, obviously, on the older age end of the spectrum, and that pool was, I'm telling you, I was by far the youngest at 42.
Oh, I'm sure you were, yes.
And it felt great.
George Hamilton, as far as the eye
can
see, right?
It was fantastic. Yep. I've never felt thinner and more beautiful. Look
at me. Would you believe our pool had to close at the neighborhood? Somebody ralphed in the pool.
It opened like 5 minutes ago.
I know. We've been nothing but trouble with this year, my friends. And then it's some other dude was exposing himself there in the Crystal Park pool, and so they took him away. I'm like, my God, what is happening?
What's going on in Johnson County?
This pool's crazy. It's a universe center for nut houses.
All right, well, this has nothing to do with swimming pools, but 60 is the latest age you can do this. What do people think?
All right, Gladstone Stephanie, good morning. You're up.
Good morning. I do enjoy Samantha's answer. That was pretty awesome. but I'm going to go with start a career.
That is it. Starting a new career. Yeah, this new survey from seniorliving.org said after a certain age, many people think it becomes impossible to start a new career. Of course, millennials actually thought 57 was the age at which it was too old. And then older people thought it was a little bit past that. But 60, that's what people think. You got it. You win the $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Congrats.
Cool. Thank you guys so much.
Wow, you're welcome. Yep, have a great day. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah, I think they've got it all cleaned up now, I guess. He gets drunk, Ralph's in the pool. Oh, I don't want to go there now.
No, not enough chlorine in the world. I don't want to
swim in anywhere
near that. I'm going
to give that a few weeks so it just kind of cycles through.
Just go back
Good
to the baby
golly
pool, dip your feet.
Every day it's something new down there.
gross.
And they say, well, it's social media. We're hearing about all of it now. I'm like, yeah, well, so all this stuff happened before I didn't hear about it? Maybe I'd rather go back to not hearing about this.
They're posting on Facebook about Ralphing and the Bull?
Well, it's in our neighborhood, like, HOA Facebook group.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I live in an old neighborhood.
See, so before, we just didn't know about it. I prefer to go back to those days. Don't tell me somebody ralphed in the pool.
What you don't know, you don't worry about.
Ignorance is bliss. For reals.
Please don't ever invite me over. I'm out. I don't want to come to Shawnee.
You can take guests. You want to come swimming? It's fun.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Come on, it's a big blue pool. You guys will have a lot of fun. They didn't even take the water out of that. How do you clean the Ralph out of the pool without taking the water out?
All I know is that last year, one time, we tried to go to the public pool, and they had the adult pool, and then they had the baby pool off to the side, and they were like, the baby pool is closed due to a fecal situation. And I was like,
We know what that stands for.
We're good. Yeah, we'll sit over here.
But if they don't take the water out, what is the magic conjuring that they do that gets the fecal situation or the Ralph out of the pool?
At least, you know what? I don't want to discuss this while people are eating breakfast, but I feel like one would be easier to clean than the other.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. Best known for the role of Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street films, actor Robert Englund is 71. Comedian Colin Quinn turns 59. And the little girl who plays Lily on Modern Family, actress Aubrey Anderson Emmons, is 11 today.
No kidding.
Actor Henry Winkler is one of the more than 100,000 people whose names have been left off voter rolls in California due to a printing mistake. California's primary was yesterday. Winkler tweeted that his name was left off the registry in Los Angeles. Still, he posted a picture of himself with an I voted sticker, which might mean that he filed a provisional ballot. The LA County Registrar is apologizing and assuring voters that their votes will be counted. Have you ever met Henry Winkler?
I have not.
Or interviewed him.
One of the few I have not. No.
Oh, he's as wonderful as you want him to be. He's so sweet. And, oh, man, he complimented me, and I was, like, melting. Just like, you're Henry Winkler. Like, you're the coolest.
I see him turn up in the most strange places. He actually got interviewed by, like, Dutch TV because he just happened to be in a restaurant, and they were doing a man on the street, and I don't think they knew who he was. They're
really?
Just like, so, sir, what do you think about? And he just gave this little soliloquy about whatever. And everyone's going, that's the Fonz.
It's Henry Winkler. I love him. Hey. Big name celebrities owe big bucks to the state of California. The state has released a list of 500 people described as tax delinquents. Reality star and star of the TV show 90210, Tori Spelling, reportedly owes around $280,000 in back taxes. Actor and comedian Chris Tucker is said to owe the state over $1 million, but he's actually not even at the top of the list. The producer of the latest version of the Jumanji films is on the list. He owes the state $20 million.
Wow. They listen to this station, they get optimum tax relief.
Actor Jared...
Time to call that number.
That's exactly what they should do. Jared Leto is getting his own Joker movie. Leto played the Batman villain in the 2016 movie Suicide Squad. Sources tell Variety that Leto will star in and executive produce a standalone movie based on the Joker. It's going to be the second spinoff based on a character from Suicide Squad. Warner Brothers has already announced that Margot Robbie is going to star in a movie featuring her character, Harley Quinn. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
All right, still plenty of stuff to give away after 7 o'clock today. The Voice Kansas Lottery tickets are going to be yours. You choose Team Jen or Team Truda.
We have great packages to give away. We'll do that before 8 this morning.
I heard them try to talk somebody into Team Truda yesterday, and she still took yours.
Sweet. Well, I have a better package. What can I say?
Well.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, just past 7 o'clock on the show with Jen and Truda for Wednesday, June 6th. 24/7 Wall Street has released its annual 50 worst cities to live in the United States list. And for the second year in a row...
St. Louis.
It's close. Detroit, of course, at the top. The report describes Detroit as the poster child of American post-industrial decline. Detroit has a close cousin in the state with Flint, Michigan, ranking the second worst city in the country to live in. St. Louis, Las Vegas, and Memphis round out the top five.
Hey, there you go.
An eagle-eyed New York doctor spotted a cancerous lump on a woman's throat as she appeared on a TV show and may have saved her life by tracking her down hundreds of miles away. this doctor was watching, do you know the HGTV show Beachfront Bargain Hunt?
Yeah, sure.
I love all of those shows.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I dream of the day that I'll just have an extra half a million to buy a vacation home.
Right.
So she was on Beachfront Bargain Hunt in early May. This doctor noticed a small bump on the left side of Nicole McGinnis's throat. The doctor then launched a mission to find her via Facebook and finally got in touch with the 32-year-old from North Carolina.
I was like, gosh, I feel obliged to let this person know. They may not know they have something. And as an expert in the field, I was concerned for her.
He told her to get a sonogram and a biopsy. McGinnis already had, already was a brain cancer survivor and is now undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer and doing well. Isn't that amazing?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that same thing happened to Tariq, right?
From Flip
This House.
No, Flip or Flop.
Yeah.
A nurse had noticed a lump on his throat, and he went and got it checked out.
So if I want a physical, I just go on HGTV, because apparently people watch that, and they're like, oh, this guy's messed up.
Just go do House Hunters, and they'll find it for you.
Tamara Day, can I be on Bargain Mansions?
I'd love to figure
this out.
That's a great show. And one Philadelphia Eagle is giving back to the city of brotherly love with free food for those in need. Quarterback Carson Wentz unveiled Thy Kingdom Crumb over the weekend. It's a food truck that, in conjunction with the Connect Church in Cherry Hill, is going to serve free food to disadvantaged people around the greater Philadelphia metro area. According to the food truck's website, the vehicle is going to be parked at Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles' home field, for all the team's home games in 2018.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
New survey shows that there are 6.7 million job openings currently. I know a lot of people are out there looking for the summer jobs. My niece, who's in college, was trying to get a summer job working at a pool, looking around, trying to find the good stuff. We were just talking about the crappy summer jobs that we had. I had to answer phones for the legal department of a county as a 16-year-old. And it was nothing but people calling in talking about fireworks. Everybody wanted to know, when can I buy fireworks? When are fireworks? Can I shoot them off in my neighborhood? What? Every question.
This was in the dot?
This was in the dot.
Because anything goes there, right?
And I'm telling you, every single time I picked up the phone, because we answered it, legal department. That's how you answer the phone.
Okay.
Every single time they would go, yeah, is this the legal department? Yes, that's how I answered the phone! I just said, hi, good morning, legal department. And every time, yeah, is this the legal department? What was your bad summer job?
From now on, everybody who calls in, please, the first question you ask is this Jen and Truda?
Is this KC-1021? Yes.
We do have somebody on the phone here. Let's check in with Britt in Lewisburg. Britt, did you have a crappy summer job?
Oh, this isn't the legal department?
Oh, you know what? I will come through this phone.
You know, don't tell them that. That qualifies you to write contracts here.
Oh, my God. I did have a crappy job. I worked at a place called, it rhymes with Schmacko Schmel.
Okay.
And I was the drive-thru, and they didn't tell me that there was a nest of spiders outside of the drive-thru window.
No.
What?
And one actually landed on my arm when I was handing a lady food, and it scared me. I threw the food at the lady.
No. All of this is terrible.
So bad.
And did you get sued? What happens? You throw hot food at somebody.
Oh, she was totally understanding, and she saw the spider, too. And she's like, I saw it coming. I knew it was going to happen.
Did you say a nest of spiders?
Yeah, I mean, there was 100 of them.
Oh, hey, kill it in fire.
Maybe.
Burn the place down.
Nightmare.
Oh, and that was probably possibly the highlight of your day, I have to assume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're great friends now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. You love it now on the other side of the drive-thru. Thanks for the call, Britt.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
All right. See ya. Legal department, hello.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. Text line says, all of my summer jobs were awesome and fun. Sorry to disappoint.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. We're looking for the crappy ones. That's who we want to hear from. We'll take them next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, Jen doesn't think that Joey's one-time summer job sounds that bad, but Joey, what did you do?
I was carrying plants and trees and soil at a nursery.
See, I love going to the family tree nursery. I go all the time and just walk around and look at the stuff. I think it sounds like a nice job. It sounds pleasant.
I mean, the highlight is I'm getting paid to exercise, but you're really, really sweaty.
Yeah.
The money isn't the best. And I'm not really, like, looking around at things. It's more just carrying stuff.
No, you're lugging heavy foliage.
Yeah, so it wasn't the most fun job in the world, but
no.
Got a little bit of money from it, I guess.
Lasted a summer, huh?
Oh, yeah, just a little over a summer, and I did get to teach kids about music.
And how did you... What?
Well, they'd play music, and, like, they knew I... Because I was kind of... I was doing part-time work here as well, and they knew I knew it, things about music. So I got asked, like, questions like, who is Marvin Gaye? And I was very... I weeped for, like, their parents and all that. I was asked who Peter Gabriel was. I honestly just answered in 1 second by just saying, a god.
Okay. Yeah.
It was one of those where some people knew, some people didn't. That was the highlight, really, is teaching kids about music.
From the text line, remember the episode of I Love Lucy when she can't keep up with the conveyor belt in the factory? Well, my worst summer job was my attempt to work for a school supply distribution center in Salina, Kansas. I couldn't keep up with the boxes coming down the line. I was so upset, I just walked out at lunch and never went back.
Oh, man.
Just take off. Just done. Yeah. This place is dead to me. Also from the text line, I just started cleaning houses for extra money. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I can't even keep my own clean. That sounds terrible to me.
Well, we've heard from people before that have ghosted on a job just because, for whatever reason, you didn't like it. You thought it was bad. You couldn't keep up.
Oh, Jim from Spring Hill on the text line, a fiberglass plant. I still itch when I think about it.
Ugh. No.
816-576-7102. You can always text or call.
I don't think Joey's job was that bad. I worked outside for a little bit.
Oh, a suntan. Girls coming through the family tree nursery. Come on, Joey.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a lot of girls. Yeah, I'm sure.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Your crappy summer jobs.
From the text line, worked as an umpire for little kids, one step above T-ball, had to deal with parents that were way too passionate about the sport and got to hear nothing but yelling, heat plus getting yelled at, not fun.
You right?
Bet not.
I umpired in that summer heat where you're wearing those long pants and those big pads.
Just getting
and the mask.
Screamed at by a dad.
You're getting hit in the ankles by little kids who can't pitch. Then their moms and dads are all yelling at you.
That was a foul!
Oh, that was awful. On the phone line here, Kim and Aletha, what is your crappy summer job?
I used to catch horse pee at the Woodlands.
What?
Please tell me that's a virus. What?
The Woodlands. I used to live right by there in KCK. So,
yeah.
That job entail?
Okay, the top 2-3 horses that came in, first, second, third, would have to go to the test barn, and they would basically walk around in circles. Their owner's grooms, whatever, would walk them around in circles, and they would go into a stall, and we would have little cups at the end of a stick. We, the technicians, would have cups at the end of a stick, and we would wait for them to pee, and we would catch it.
They had to drug test them, right, because they were winners?
That's correct. Uh-huh. So we would catch it. We would gloved hands, transfer it to another cup, seal it up and mark it correctly, and then send it off for testing.
I never knew that horses got drug tested.
The dogs did too, but I didn't do it. I didn't test the dogs. Just the horses.
Right.
It paid well, but it was.
It was collecting horse pee.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Collecting horse pee. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And how does that look on a resume? What wording do you use there?
I don't put that.
Don't claim
on
that
my
one. Usually,
it's so far back. It's so far back. I have so many other jobs in between then and now. It's just I don't even put it on there. Yeah. Huh. I mean, Woodlands, really.
Yeah.
Woodlands
yeah.
Test Barn. Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. We're not going to top that as far as summer jobs go.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Ah, yeah, yes, you too now. I'm going to be thinking of some of these jobs now.
Huh. Horses get drug tested.
Mr. Ed, you've been hitting the bong a little bit too much lately.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You heard the cue to call there. Be caller 12.
Trying to give away $30 in Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets, The Voice Scratcher tickets, plus make you an instant finalist for the grand prize.
All right, let's go to Blue Springs where Chris is standing by. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. All right, Chris, you get the $30 in Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets, but you also have to decide, now are you Team Jen or Team Truda? Because if you win the grand prize and you are Team Jen, you're going to get tickets to see Cyndi Lauper and Rod Stewart at Sprint Center, a pedicure, a Target gift card, a Starbucks gift card, and $100 in the Voice Scratcher tickets.
Okay.
Or if you're Team Truda, you would get a gift card to Home Depot, Quick Trip, some movie passes, a round of golf at Topgolf, and that $100 in the Voice Scratcher tickets.
I think Truda's package sounds pretty good. We'll take that one.
That's the first time he's ever...
First person to say that today.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
You're listed as Team Truda.
Yep, hold on for 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Joey's going to get the info.
Your next chance to become a finalist happens with Jackie Lucky between 10 and 3 today.
Well, it's only the guys saying that my package sounds pretty good, it happens, I guess.
Did you see this post that took off on our Facebook page yesterday? I posted how Costco now has these vodka ice pops. They're only 100 calories each, different flavors. They've got the lemon drop. You can get an apple teeny. And man, people went nuts.
So this is like an adult version of some of the ice cream treats we can have, or the popsicle treats for summer.
Yeah, you know, typical like a popsicle, but these are vodka ice pops. The Cosmopolitan, they say, is bursting with an abundance of cranberry orange and a pinch of lime. Imagine, if you will, the perfect mouth-watering lemon drop vodka martini, but just 100 calories and frozen.
Oh, wow. That was so even for you diet folks out there.
Just a little summer
snack.
Look
at that. Something good for you to sneak into your 4th of July celebrations.
They've got those at Costco. If you want to check out the full story, it's up on the KC1021 Facebook page where a whole lot of people shared it and commented. Not everybody happy about it. Some people angry, saying those things shouldn't be out there. That's now people are going to be carrying alcohol in their purses. People are saying it's not okay to be selling booze in a Walmart. It's just a lot of opinions on the Focha book.
Oh, wow.
Check it all out on the KC1021
but
page.
You don't think people already carry liquor in their purses?
I mean,
have you opened somebody's purse lately?
I wouldn't check mine right now. That's all I'm saying.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The sister of fashion designer Kate Spade is speaking out, saying her suicide was not unexpected. Spade's older sister, Rita Saffo, tells the Kansas City Star that Spade suffered with mental illness for years and was self-medicating with alcohol. She says her sister was fixated on the suicide of actor Robin Williams, who also took his own life by hanging. Saffo says family members tried on numerous occasions to get Spade into a program to help her with her depression, but that she ultimately decided not to go. Spade was found dead yesterday in her New York City apartment. She was born and raised right here in Kansas City, graduating from St. Teresa's Academy, and then attended the University of Kansas.
Did you ever come across her? We did stuff with her. I got to do a promotion with her like 15, 20 years ago.
No.
And she was awesome. She was today wearing the suicide awareness bracelet that we got at the walk this weekend.
You had just gone down to Dallas.
That's right.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Big suicide prevention walk. Raised a ton of money.
That's right. And that walk nationwide, raising a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But today, you know, thinking of everybody and saying, hey, if you do need somebody to talk to, and putting this out there, the suicide prevention hotline, the Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255.
The help wanted signs are definitely up in America. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey for April was released yesterday, and it shows 6.7 million job openings. And for the first time in decades, there are more job openings than unemployed Americans to fill them. The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco says the ratio of unemployed to job openings is the lowest in nearly half a century. Royals lost for the fourth time in 5 games to fall 19 games below 500. It was a 1-0 loss to the Angels in Anaheim. And IHOP could be changing its name. The pancake chain tweeted that it was changing its name from IHOP to IHOB, I-H-O-B, next week. The tweet didn't say what the B stood for, but said there would be a big reveal on June 11th. The company, formerly known as the International House of Pancakes, closed about 40 restaurants earlier this year in an effort to acquire small health food chains. What does the B stand for? Brian Truda says it could be breakfast.
I'm going to bet my money on breakfast.
Joey thought this was a fake headline and thought the story was not true. It is true, Joey, the producer. It is changing from IHOP to IHOB.
I only thought it was fake because I saw a lot of people on Twitter making jokes that the OB in IHOB looks exactly like OB Tampons logo.
The same logo. Well, maybe they're changing directions. We'll find out. June 11th.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Gen X versus Millennial, the Generations Fight on Wednesdays here on the show.
Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see SWV, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Escape when they come to Sprint Center this July.
All right, Lori's in Overland Park, and she's going to play today. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
All right, Lori, are you a Gen Xer or a Millennial?
I'm a Gen Xer.
All right, perfect. Shaylee, the Millennial, on vacation today, so we will have you play against Joey, the producer, who is a Millennial.
All right.
See how you're feeling today? Let's start with you, Lori. Lori, what TV show revolves around the lives of the Pritchett and Dunphy families? Very popular ABC TV show that revolves around the lives of the Pritchett and Dunphy families. In fact, the little girl who plays Lily on this show is celebrating her 11th birthday today.
I know that. I watch that all the time.
He's from KCK, the big star, Eric Stone
Street. Yes, he is. Eric Stone Street.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just a second. Get my brain working.
It'll be on this evening. It's on Wednesday
night.
Modern Family. Of course it is.
It's on every night at 10 on, like, USA or something.
Yeah, syndicated all over the place. Yeah. Shaylee actually got to hang out and meet Eric Stone Street over the weekend, a big slick.
Sweet.
I wanted his Kansas City Scouts hat that he was wearing on Saturday so bad.
Oh, nice.
Did not steal it, though.
Joey, over to you for your question. Kenny Loggins sang the 1986 song Danger Zone from what movie?
Well, I mean, I kind of always associate Danger Zone with Archer, but I know it's Top Gun.
It is Top Gun. And have you seen they have started filming the sequel to Top Gun? Tom Cruise just released a picture, put it up on his Instagram, Twitter, one of those, Facebook, I don't know, a picture of him saying, day one, they're back. Top Gun, the sequel coming.
The 40 years later.
That's right.
I mean, gosh, it took long enough.
Still playing volleyball shirtless? That's all I need to know. Is that game still happening?
Do you want
to see it now, that many years later?
Well, I think Tom Cruise has kept himself up. I mean,
he has, absolutely.
Who else? Like, is there a modern day younger version of actor in this? Like a Chris Hemsworth or somebody?
Oh, please. Chris Pratt, I would take all day. Can we have that in there?
Oh, sure. All right.
Lori, I'm sorry, we get distracted easily. over to you. Last weekend for Big Slick, Paul Rudd brought a surprise item to the auction of a Captain America shield that was signed by every single Avenger. Which Avenger does Paul Rudd play? Paul Rudd, I can hear you typing. I hear the typing.
I am working.
Paul Rudd, Overland Park native.
Just for that, you get Kanye.
Scoop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
Does he play the Ant-Man?
He does play Ant-Man. That is correct.
The Ant-Man's like the only one I don't know. So
he's my favorite one, too. Not just because it's Paul Rudd, though. Or it is.
And that shield sold for $53,000.
Oh, my God.
And all that money goes to Children's Mercy. I love that. Joey, to you for one more. Let's see if you know this. Which I Think We're Alone Now singer gained recognition by performing at shopping malls?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I know they kind of talked about this on, like, How I Met Your Mother. They made a joke about this.
This was, to me, this question is so easy, but
Tiffany?
Yes!
Yeah, look at you.
Her.
Also, she was on How I Met Your Mother.
But Lori's still the winner and takes home the Escape tickets. You will also see Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV at Sprint Center July 5th.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Good job,
Lori. Thanks,
Lauren.
It was fun. Thanks, Joey, for being a loser.
Yeah, right? Thanks for being a loser, Joey.
I appreciate that.
A good loser, I said. A good loser.
Thank you. I have fun.
Hang on the line. Joey the Loser will get all your info.
Joey the Loser.
Get you the
tickets. That's terrible.
That was my high school nickname.
He's come full circle.
How many singers got their starts singing in malls, by the way? I mean, it seems like a lot of them. That was like a big thing to do for a while.
Oh, man. Her and Debbie Gibson. I was buying the perfume. I was sucked in 100%.
Right? I mean, did Britney do the same? Did she go that route as well?
Well,
it didn't shock me. It does seem like a very 80s thing.
It does.
Because I know like, they did an entire thing like about How I Met Your Mother about that, but they also had it in Canada, so it's the early 90s.
I never did get to see her at a mall. Did she come to Oak Park Mall? I don't remember that. She definitely didn't come to Indian Springs Mall, which is where I was.
That's too bad.
No.
I like that mall, though.
That was my home growing up.
That was your place?
It makes me sad every time I drive by and see it gone. I'm like, that's an empty space of my childhood.
I saw the movie Twins there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, best known for the role of Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street films, actor Robert Englund is 71, comedian Colin Quinn is 59, and the little girl who plays Lily on Modern Family, actress Aubrey Anderson Emmons, is 11. Actor Henry Winkler is one of the more than 100,000 people whose names were left off voter rolls in California due to a printing mistake. California's primary was yesterday. Winkler tweeted that his name was left off the registry in Los Angeles. Still, he posted a picture of himself with an I voted sticker, which might mean that he filed a provisional ballot. The LA County Registrar is apologizing and assuring voters that their votes will be counted.
Well, let's hope so.
He's the Fonz. He should get three votes.
Big name. You said he's one of the nicest guys in the world.
Oh, my gosh. I actually not only got to just, it wasn't even like one of those quick meetings. Like, I kind of got to sit down and talk to him for a little bit. And he makes you feel like he is paying attention to you. He looks you straight in the eye. There is direct eye contact. And when the Fonz tells you you're beautiful, you believe it. I don't know what I looked like that day. It didn't matter. That compliment meant more. And it wouldn't matter what he said if he had told me I was a nice person, whatever. But a compliment from Henry Winkler is like, oh, that was a great moment. I love
him. Does he walk in, like throw a hip into the console and the music starts?
That's exactly what he does. The room lights up, I'll tell you that.
He comes in riding a shark.
A lot of big-name celebrities owe big bucks to the state of California. The state has released a list of 500 people described as tax delinquents. Reality star and star of the TV show 90210, Tori Spelling, reportedly owes about $280,000 in back taxes. Actor and comedian Chris Tucker is said to owe the state over $1 million, and he's not even at the top of the list. The producer of the latest version of Jumanji is at the top. He owes the state $20 million.
Wow.
Saturday, June 16th, is Casey Brew and Chew in downtown Blue Springs. A big old day of sampling from the area's top food trucks and local brewers, plus great live music all day and into the evening. Casey Brew and Chew is an all-day free festival going on from noon until 10 o'clock. The exception being beer tasting from 2 to 7. That does require a ticket. However, we do have free tickets for you. If you'd like a four-pack to go to Casey Brew and Chew, and you're at least 21 years old, be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102.
And we just got to sample some of the stuff that's going to be there at Brew and Chew. The Sancho Street Side, they brought in the tacos for us, the carne chipotle asada.
Those were amazing. And I actually felt like they were pretty healthy. We were going through with some grilled beef sirloin. Had some onion on there, pico de gallo. Oh, man, those were good.
Yeah, at this point, I don't care. I'll eat it. It was good. It was great. Loved it.
Forget the diet. Those were good.
Sancho Street Side, more than just a taco truck. They've also got a catering business as well, a great multifaceted catering company. It just happens to have a Mexican street food truck as well. You can find that at Brew and Chew. And when you join us out there here in a couple of weekends from now. So thank you, Sancho Streetside.
Yep, that's happening June 16th, KC Brew and Chew.
All right, going to do it for us as well. And we will see you tomorrow.
Another chance at those Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets with Jackie Lucky between 10 and 3.
All right, Jason from Lawrence, your caller 12 to end the show. Congrats to you on Brew and Chew. And yeah, we will see you then for Thursday's show. Can you believe that? It's a fast week.
I'll take it.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.